From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Hurricane Ike is pounding Cuba this morning, destroying houses and knocking down trees. It has caused the evacuation of tens of thousands of Cubans to shelters or higher ground. As it moved across the island nation, Ike weakened to a Category 2 storm. Daniel Brown is a forecaster with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
We're expecting additional weakening as it tracks over central Cuba today, but it looks like it will reemerge over the southeastern Gulf of Mexico on Tuesday afternoon.
On Florida's Key West, tourists and residents were ordered to evacuate ahead of Ike's expected arrival tomorrow. A steady stream of traffic has filled the highway from the island. The storm has slowed efforts to bring oil and gas production back online in the Gulf following Hurricane Gustav. The Asian and European stock markets are rallying today after the U.S. government said it was taking over Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. Larry Miller reports from London.
Japan's Nikkei Composite Index gained 3.4%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng was up 3.9%. In early European trading, London, Paris, and Frankfurt were in the 4% range. Bank shares have been leading the surge. Japan's largest banks picked up more than 10%. Britain's biggest mortgage lender, HBOS, rose 13%, with others not far behind. The U.S. bailout of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae was described by one London analyst as the clearest of signals the U.S. government intends to stand by the American housing market. Another said it is the beginning of the end of the problem. However, not all were overjoyed at the government action. A Merrill Lynch economist described it as a testament to how broken the financial system is. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin will do her first one-on-one television interview with ABC's Charles Gibson. The announcement comes after the campaign played a little coy about when she would be available to the media. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Earlier on Sunday, McCain's campaign manager Rick Davis said that Palin would be made available for interviews when she's comfortable doing it. He told Fox News that she's not scared to answer questions, but they weren't going to let the media dictate the timetable. Davis referred to the news media as a cycle of piranhas and said the campaign didn't want to make her available until reporters were willing to treat Palin with respect and deference. Democrats have questioned whether she's ready to answer unscripted questions about national and international issues. Palin is expected to do the interview with Gibson in Alaska, where she will return after a busy schedule of making joint appearances with presidential nominee John McCain. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
Oil prices rose in Asian trading today as Hurricane Ike posed a threat to the Gulf of Mexico later this week. U.S. light crude for October delivery rose $1.25 to $107.50 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. French President Nicolas Sarkozy is visiting Moscow today to urge President Dmitry Medvedev to pull Russian troops out of Georgian territory surrounding South Ossetia and Abkhazia in accordance with a ceasefire agreement signed last month. But as NPR's Anne Garrels reports, the Kremlin remains defiant.
President Medvedev told a meeting of the State Council over the weekend the world changed after August 8th, the day Georgian troops entered South Ossetia. He said Russia will never allow anyone to threaten the lives and dignity of its citizens and that Russia is a nation to be reckoned with from now on. 4 weeks after Sarkozy brokered the ceasefire deal between Russia and Georgia, the West says Moscow has yet to abide by it. Russia has a different interpretation of the six-point plan. Sarkozy will press Russia to allow more international observers to monitor the pullout. He also hopes to set up talks on security arrangements in the breakaway regions. Moscow has recognized their independence from Georgia, a step the West has condemned. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.
The U.S.-based Human Rights Watch is calling on the U.S. and NATO to stop using airstrikes in densely populated villages in Afghanistan. The group says the use of overwhelming airstrikes is responsible for a large number of civilian deaths in Afghanistan. The report comes 2 weeks after an Afghan government commission and a preliminary UN report found that a U.S.-led military operation in the village of Azizabad killed 90 civilians. The U.S. originally said the August 22nd operation killed 30 militants, but a military investigation later concluded that it killed up to 35 militants and 7 civilians. I'm Carl Castle in Washington.